Welcome to the Pidcot Podcast. This is The Deep Dive, and our mission, as always, is pretty simple. You hand us a stack of sources, and we cut through all the noise to give you the essential insights.
And those satisfying aha moments.
Exactly. And today, we are taking a deep dive into the truly practical art of mastering global travel.
And this isn't just, you know, common sense advice we're throwing around. The wisdom we're sharing is sourced directly from Pidcot. Specifically, it's extracted and synthesized from their best-selling ebooks, which you can find on the ebook store. These guides are really designed to help anyone transform travel from a logistical headache into a fluid, enriching experience.
That is exactly the sweet spot we want to hit today, because travel planning, it can feel like this competitive sport of paperwork and packing anxiety.
Endless lists.
So we're cutting through that chaos, pulling out the core philosophy from the Pidcot material to give you the 7 essential habits of a true globetrotter. This is really the blueprint for traveling like a seasoned pro, not a panicked tourist. And hey, before we really jump in, if you want the full breakdown, I mean, more on budgets, itinerary building, all of it, you should download these best-selling ebooks. Just visit www.pidcot.com/books to get them. And while you're listening, please take a moment to subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Okay, let's unpack this. When we look at what the best travelers do, the first step is never about packing clothes into a suitcase. It's mental. It's all about knowledge.
Precisely. The first essential habit is a really deep understanding of your destination. And Pidcot's philosophy here, it goes way beyond just checking off landmarks. It's about diving into the culture, the local customs, the etiquette.
Why is that so important?
Because the most common travel mishaps, they almost always stem from some kind of cross-cultural misunderstanding.
Okay, can you give us a concrete example? Because learn the culture can sound a little generic. What does the Pidcot material really point to?
Sure. Let's take something simple, like tipping. In the U.S., it's a necessary part of wages. But Pidcot points out that in several Asian cultures, trying to tip can actually be seen as rude.
Rude? How so?
It can suggest that their service industry is undervalued or that they need a handout. Knowing that tiny specific detail fundamentally changes your daily interactions. You go from being just another visitor to a respected guest.
That's the kind of depth we're talking about. And then there are the immediate practicalities. We all know to check the weather, but Pidcot emphasizes looking at regional variations.
Right. Don't just check the capital city's forecast if you're traveling around the country.
Makes sense.
And critically, safety. We're not talking about those generalized fear-mongering alerts. We mean specific localized travel advisories. Is there a temporary transit strike? Are there common petty crimes in certain neighborhoods?
So it's about knowing the low-level risks.
Exactly. So you can deploy counter strategies like using an anti-slash bag or just avoiding certain subway cars during rush hour.
It's proactive. I like that. And then there's currency.
Yes. You need to know the exchange rate, of course, but the Pidcot guides also highlight things like hidden fees with dynamic currency conversion at ATMs.
I've been hit by that before.
It adds up. They advise finding banks that offer true local conversion rates. It can save you significant money over a long trip.
And to tie it all together for a smooth arrival, transport options.
Key. Don't just rely on the airport taxi line. Have the local public transit app downloaded, know the rough cost of a rideshare, maybe even where to rent a bike. That knowledge just reduces your vulnerability the moment you land.
And the ultimate insider move that the material highlights?
Yeah.
Browsing specialized travel forums.
Yes, not just the standard guidebooks.
That's where you find the real insider info on locally run restaurants, unique experiences, stuff the generic sources just miss.
It makes you feel instantly integrated. And that integration feeds directly into the second habit, pre-departure organization. The Pidcot sources call this your security architecture.
Security architecture, I like that. So it's about a system for all your essential documents, passport, visa, insurance, health records.
Right. And we always hear make copies, but the architecture needs to be robust.
So what does that mean? Robust.
Pidcot advises 3 layers. You have your secured physical copies, then encrypted cloud copies, and a 3rd layer on a small encrypted USB stick stored separately from everything else.
So that's smart. So if your phone and wallet are gone,
you still have 2 other access points. It's that triple management that's so strategic.
And financially, what's the most crucial step?
Communication. You absolutely have to inform your bank about your travel dates and destinations.
Right, because of the fraud detection algorithms.
Exactly. They can flag legitimate foreign spending as suspicious and just freeze your accounts right when you need the most.
That moment when your card declines in a foreign market. That is peak travel stress.
And it's totally avoidable with a quick phone call. The last piece of this preparation is the safety net. Having necessary medications in your carry-on, a small first aid kit, and most importantly, sharing your complete itinerary with a trusted friend or family member back home.
Establishes a point of contact. Gives everyone peace of mind.
Precisely.
Okay, moving on. Here's where we pivot to logistics. Once the knowledge base is built, documents are secure. Then we can talk about packing. Habit number three is travel light.
The emphasis Pitcott places on this is profound. It's not just about weight, it's about freedom. Traveling light means easier movement, less airport waiting time because you bypass baggage claim, and you can focus on the experience, not your stuff.
But wait, let me challenge that a bit. For someone traveling for a month, or someone who needs specialty gear like hiking boots or a big camera, is it really practical to just use a carry-on? Doesn't minimalism eventually hold you back?
That's a great question, and Pitcott addresses it head-on with the capsule wardrobe approach. It's not about wearing the same shirt every day. It's about strategic packing.
So a system.
A system. The guide suggests a 3-to-1 ratio. For every 3 tops, pack 1 bottom, all in a coordinated color palette. This maximizes mix-and-match options. You're not just packing light, you're packing versatile.
And the focus is on specific fabrics, right?
Yes. Lightweight, quick-drying synthetic fabrics that reduce bulk and laundry time. It's disciplined packing, not just less stuff.
And the gear itself matters, too. The source recommends a durable, compartmentalized carry-on. It's all about reducing logistical drag at every turn.
Exactly. And that reduction in drag ties perfectly into the fourth habit, the timing game. Always leave early.
This sounds simple, but it's so psychologically important.
It's a game changer for stress reduction.
It's more than just arriving on time, isn't it? It's about building a buffer against the things you can't control.
The security line that suddenly doubles, a traffic jam, a train delay.
You give yourself that extra 30 minutes and suddenly you're in control.
That buffer is a proactive strategy against stress. When you arrive with time to spare, you move from reacting to emergencies to a state of relaxed control. You get to board the flight relaxed, not breathless and frazzled. It sets a positive tone for the whole trip.
You're setting the pace, not being chased by the clock.
Ah!
I love that. And speaking of setting yourself up for success, if you're finding this useful and want more resources, everything from travel hacking to local immersion techniques, remember to check out the wider resources available at www.pitcott.com.
So now we transition from the physical logistics to the soft skills of travel. This starts with the fifth habit. Projecting confidence. This is where all your preparation really pays off.
Confidence is often seen as this internal feeling, but Pitcott frames it as an external bearing, a way you carry yourself.
Yeah.
How does just appearing confident lead to better travel?
It just creates a smoother path. Confidence helps you get better service, more favorable interactions with airline staff, hotel clerks, everyone.
Why is that?
Because confident travelers are often seen as less disruptive and more prepared, so staff are more willing to help them efficiently. It's all nonverbal.
But what if you're, you know, internally panicking because of a delay or a language barrier? Are you just faking it?
Well, the Pitcott material suggests that genuine confidence comes from that deep preparation we talked about. When issues come up, you're not faking confidence. You're drawing on preparedness. You stay calm and assertive. It helps you navigate challenges without panicking, which only makes things worse.
So it's about decisive, polite communication, standing tall, making eye contact.
Owning the interaction, yes.
That ownership is key. And it leads right into habit six, anticipating challenges. This requires a big reality check, right?
Yeah.
Travel rarely, if ever, goes perfectly to plan.
That's the absolute reality. Delays, missed connections, lost luggage. It happens to everyone eventually. Pitcott stresses that the sophisticated traveler doesn't just react. They've mentally rehearsed these things. They have a plan B.
Or even a plan C. So it's not just expecting the unexpected, but having a framework for how you'll respond. What does that look like?
It means setting your expectations for logistical perfection very low. If a flight is canceled, the immediate action isn't panic. It's calmly pulling up the secondary flight options you already researched.
Or accessing the digital copies of your hotel booking.
Exactly. It frames the setback as a problem to be solved, not a crisis to be endured.
And that's the aha moment for the learner, isn't it? Each challenge isn't a ruined trip. It's a test of your preparedness. And eventually, it becomes a great story to tell.
A flexible mindset allows you to enjoy the journey even when it goes off script. And finally, the seventh habit, which is maybe the most universal and rewarding, practice courtesy.
Kindness is the universal currency.
And it costs nothing. In those crowded, chaotic, stressful places, airports, train stations, it's so easy to get frustrated.
But Pitgott emphasizes that this is exactly where courtesy gives you the highest returns.
It's a simple gesture, like a genuine smile to a gate agent who's overwhelmed or holding a door. These acts are noticed.
And what's the tangible payoff for the traveler, besides just feeling good?
Good vibes often lead to smoother service. Think about a packed flight. The polite, patient traveler is far more likely to get an unexpected benefit, an extra blanket, maybe some help with a tight connection, than the person who's complaining loudly.
Right. It just crosses every language and cultural barrier.
Makes the journey more enjoyable for everyone.
So to recap, we've covered the 7 essential principles from the Pitgott ebooks for becoming a travel pro. Know your destination deeply, prepare your documents and finances, travel light.
Play the timing game by leaving early. Project that quiet confidence.
Anticipate challenges with a flexible mindset and always, always practice courtesy.
And remember, mastering travel isn't a destination you arrive at. It's a journey of continuous learning. Embrace the excitement, stay curious, and let every trip teach you something new, not just about the world, but about yourself.
To dive deeper into these strategies and access more resources to help you master your travels, please visit www.pitgott.com. And please press the like button if you love our show. It helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too. Thank you for listening to the Pitgott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. Thank you for being there with us.